Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Coming back to Matt Flynn Direct, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, the world's being proven to be a small place when you got one person in this world community as crazy as this that would do this. But to those that still believe that Trump would do so much better with this, I got something to run by you. First of all, the only thing that's a guardrail right now or a backstop is NATO. He would have completely decimated NATO if he had his way. That wouldn't have been there. What do you think also the chances are that Mr. Trump maybe is overplaying his hand? And the reason I say this, when he went into Crimea, he lost virtually no one. If this gets ugly, the people in his country don't want any part of this, from what I understand. And they were doing interviews with some in Moscow this morning, and to a person, they're saying no to this. In other words, if he really gets out there too far with this and they start seeing some losses on their own end and some big ones other than monetary, maybe, I might be crazy, but maybe this will be the start of something big. In other words, topple his regime.
Right. That's a very, very good insight. And let me just unpack that and talk a little bit about background on that. Dick's point is that at some point, a leader, even an autocrat, can get out over his skis. And if he doesn't have some sort of popular support, they can drag him down. Romania in 1988 or 1989, there was a guy named Ciescu who was the head. He was an authoritarian, vicious guy. Finally, the mob swarmed him and killed him. They killed him. One of the reason, there are two reasons that Putin is launching this attack. It's really on the West, not just Ukraine, is to try to consolidate sentiment in Europe. But once there, I should say in Russia, but once there are a lot of casualties, remember during the Vietnam War, we were losing 250 men a week. And these were basically mostly 18 to 20 year old high school grads from all the high schools in this country. Virtually every high school, 55,000 people were killed over there, Americans. And I'll tell you what, in certainly every high school I've heard of, there was somebody in that high school who served in Vietnam, and frequently some who were killed. And at some point, mothers and fathers say enough's enough. This war is very unpopular in Moscow among the people. And the people in Ukraine don't want Russian domination of their country for a simple reason. They're a free country right now. They have contested elections. Their voice can be heard. They have capitalism. They have corruption, some corruption, not like Russia's, but they're weeding it out. They have an excellent president. Zelensky is a wonderful guy, very tough, very strong, very good leader. And the truth of the matter is, no Western democracy wants to go communist or organized crime. They don't want Russia in there. They do not want Russia running them. They don't want Russian police knocking on their door at 2 a.m. and dragging them out because they said something or were informed on by somebody. They don't want that. Read 1984. George Orwell wrote it, and right after the Second World War, and he thought by giving it the 1984, that was so far in the future. Well, now it seems dated, but you got to read it. That is Russia. That was Stalin's Russia. And under Gorbachev, it had loosened up. But Dick's question is, can this generate enough popular support to drag Putin out in the street and killed or impeached or somehow drive him out of the country? I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so. But we got to keep this in mind. Over and above his revenge fantasies against the West, the other thing about Putin is that he fears more than anything a popular uprisings that could topple them. And Xi of China is the same, because they know that as long as they can keep their secret police in charge of the country, they're safe. But you know, when you live by secret police, you can die by secret police. And Putin right now apparently doesn't socialize with anything. He just surrounds himself with some of these autocrats, these billionaire thieves, and also his security. He's desperately afraid of exactly what Dick is saying. What happened to Ciescu in Romania? What will it take to do it? The problem with if it's going to be body bags going back to Moscow of Russian soldiers, that takes a while. The Vietnam War really was throughout the 60s, and it really heated up around 66, 67, and we didn't get out till about 75. So yes, it finally worked, but who wants to wait 8 years for Russia to withdraw and stop threatening Europe? That's number one. Can it be done quicker? I hope so. But you have to remember a second thing. If you take a look at what Putin said earlier this morning, I'm going to read it again. I read it in the first hour, but it's a very, very important. And this shows his mindset. He said, quote, all of the so-called Western bloc, which the U.S. formed in its image and likeness, all of it in its entirety is what's known as an empire of lies. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the U.S. and its allies tried to crush us, beat us down, and finish us off. We remember that and we'll never forget it. Then as missiles were falling on Kiev, on cities over there, civilians, he went on and he said, quote, anyone who tries to get in our way, let alone tries to stop us and our people, should know that Russia's answer will be immediate and it have consequences of the sort that you have not heard or faced ever in your history. He's talking about nuclear weapons there. And what he's saying to the Russians, which may get him a couple of years anyway, is, look, we're the victims. And he's using apocalyptic words like the U.S. formed in its image and likeness. That comes right out of Genesis and that comes out of the Bible. It's like we are some sort of a perverted God. And he's using that. And then he goes on. And they'll all remember. Many of people listening won't remember this unless you took European history. Remember, Napoleon invaded Russia, just went right in the early 19th century. Killed a lot of Russians, a lot of Russian soldiers, killed a lot of them and lost a lot of his own men and had to withdraw. Hitler went into Russia in the 40s, killed a lot of people. Read the Siege of Leningrad, 100 days Siege of Leningrad is unbelievable. They were besieged for 3 years. Many of them starved to death. And the Russians, I've been in St. Petersburg now, it used to be Leningrad. The Russians were like 15 miles away. And the people in Leningrad knew that the minute the Germans came in, they'd kill them all. And so this is what the Russians have faced. What are we, chopped liver? What are we, some kind of garbage dump? Everybody in Europe can run in. The French run in. The Nazis run in. And they're falsely saying that we want to run in. We don't want to run in. And we want to do business deals with them. We want guys that will go over there with Justice Department delegations and talk to them. We want to exchange ideas. My hope, and this was discussed briefly by Gorbachev's people and at George H.W. Bush, that someday Russia would join NATO. Russia could join the EU. Tomorrow, if they gave up communism, which they have, but if they gave up organized crime. This is a last gasp of organized crime. The tide of history has moved. The fact of the matter is that Putin is beyond, you cannot fight history. People who are free and prosperous will not consent not to be free and prosperous. And he is going to butcher individual people in front of us out of some sadistic satisfaction of saying, well, look, I'm going to butcher people that look like you. And I'm going to watch you squirm and you can't do anything about it. I want to talk some more about that, about what we could do about it. After the break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around.